Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 124. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 8 psukim in it. We continue in the Shir HaMaalos chapters, and this chapter comes right on time for Chanukah. I love it when what we're learning exactly lines up with the events of the day. By way of introduction, the Shai Lamora opens by stating this parak implies two conditions will be saved. One is we trust Hashem will save us. Two is the truth Hashem will actually save us. In other words, we'll be saved because of emes and emuna, truth and faith. Emuna in the final redemption, and the truth of the very fact will actually be saved. On a different note, the Alchach HaKadosh explains in a lengthy manner how this parak corresponds to the four galuses. Verse 1 to the Babylonian exile, verse 2 through 4 to the Persian exile, verses 5 through 7 to the Greek exile, which was during the times of Hanukkah, and verse 8 is our exile of Edom. Now for the parak summary. In this chapter, the author relates the divine protection God has given us through our long exile. If not for God, who would have saved us? Being the smallest of all the nations, logically, we should have been gone long ago. Swept away by the ever-changing tides of life, like waves coming to engulf our national soul. If not for God, we would have been trapped like a bird in a cage. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to escape. Our help only comes through you. Now for the highlight pasuk, which is reference to Chanukah. In verse 7, it says, Nafshenu kitzipor nimlata mipach yokshim hapach nishbar vanachnu limlatenu. We are like a bird escaped from the fowler's trap. The trap broke and we escaped. The Alchach HaKadosh explains this is reference to Chanukah. On Chanukah, the Greeks didn't want to destroy us physically. They wanted to destroy us spiritually by contaminating our souls. The trapped bird in our pasuk is referring to our souls at the time of Chanukah. The Greeks had wanted to trap our neshamas like a bird by killing us off spiritually, but Hashem had sent a miracle and saved us. Now for the Kedushas Levi. Over the 8 days of Chanukah, we light 44 candles, including the shamash. When we light the Chanukah licht below, Hashem kindles the menorah lights above. Our lighting combined with Hashem's lighting would be 88 lights in all. The word for a trap in our pasuk is pach. Peches equals 88. Therefore, our pasuk would read, Hashem broke the pach, trap, which is the kingdom of Greek and Antiochus, which led to the pach shem and 88 lights of Chanukah, combining our menorah lighting with Hashem's menorah lighting above. Additionally, it should be noted the custom of the Arizal was to make the bracha lahadlik ner Chanukah without the word shel. If you take the first letters of lahadlik, lamed, ner, nun, Chanukah, Ches, you get 88, which again corresponds to the 88 menorah lights that get lit in all. May we merit for Hashem to save us now during the Galus Edom, like He did then during Galus Yavan. When an Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayer, when a new light will shine forth from Zion, it will be higher than the 88 lights of Chanukah with the revelation of Moshiach Ben David. Stay tuned for our next episode of Nach Daily. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.